Mike, how do you move on without Jordy?
Moving on without Jordy Nelson. I think first off, you have to recognize, you know, the fact that Jordy is, he is what you look for as far as a Green Bay Packer. When you have the opportunity to build a program, a championship program, and you talk about what you want your players to look like, act like, he's a prime example of that. He's a great husband, great teammate, obviously an outstanding football player, but these things happen. You don't know why. It's part of it. It's part of our game. So, just from a personal standpoint, you feel bad for Jordy, particularly his case of coming off surgery last year, and just I just think back to February, March, April when no one's here and he's in here every day. So, it's tough. It's a tough blow to our football team. But as we spoke in the team meeting, nothing's changed. Our goal hasn't changed. When things like this happen, a good system, with a good football team, adjustments are made. So we will adjust and keep moving. We need to improve. There's things that went on in the Pittsburgh game that were really good. There's things that didn't go so well, but part of that is football and part of that's preseason football. But we had way too many mental errors, things that just don't belong, part of what we're trying to do. So that's what we're focused on as a team. We want to improve. We'll have a light practice today just to give some guys a chance to recovery from Sunday's game. It was a hot game. It was an early afternoon game. So we'll get back on track. We're working on Philadelphia. We've had a chance to clean up the Pittsburgh film this morning. And we'll be ready to go Saturday night. Looking forward to playing at Lambeau Field.
You always talk about frequently building your team identity. Does this change? Do you have to adapt your team identity, or can you just seamlessly just move right on?
Well, like I've already stated, nothing's changed. The goals are the same. Our team identity is the same. How we want to play, the style of football we want to play, the important building blocks of how we go about our business each and every day. That will not change.
Mike, do you have to meet with some of the younger guys in that wide receiver core when an injury like this happens, or they understand the urgency that now exists even more so than before?
Well, I would think after the corrections that were made today that everybody in our team needs to pick it up some. We had areas of our team that played very well. We had areas of our team that didn't play very well. So the receiver group in particular was they need to pick it up. So the younger guys in that group, it's a training camp of opportunity that they need to take more advantage of.
Mike, do you have any update on Scott Tolzien or T.J. Lang and any concussion they might have?
T.J. is going through the concussion protocol, and Scott Tolzien is also going through the concussion protocol.
Mike, do you think your young receivers, guys like Jeff Janis and Ty Montgomery, Miles Wright, understand the opportunity available to them now?
Well, I think all three of those guys understand the opportunity that was in front of them before Sunday's game. So regardless of what happened to Jordy, I mean, you're talking about three men that played a lot of football, practiced a lot, played a lot of football, as far as getting ready for New England. So, and they're going to play even more football come Saturday night against Philadelphia. So, yeah, I think it's loud and clear of the opportunity that's in front of them.
Mike, what are the hurdles that Jared Abedaris has to get over to return to the field, and how close is he to doing that?
Jared is still going through the concussion protocol. I mean, I knew on the field when he fell that it was serious. I was hoping it was back. So he's still working his way through it.
Mike, do you expect Morgan Burnett back this week?
Morgan's he has returned from Atlanta.
Mike, are you going to continue to play the high side of caution on Bakhtiari, or do you think there's a chance he might play this week?
David Bakhtiari, just spoke to him earlier. He's improving. So, and based on the path and the plan for him this week, if he gets to the point, I wouldn't be comfortable playing him without practice. So I think tomorrow's practice will be important. Friday will be the shorter practice. So he needs to get on a practice field.
Based on what happened in the game, if you don't have him, what do you want to give some other guys a look at left tackle?
We'll see. You know, we don't have a lot of work today. You know, Donnie Barclay, you know, needs to work. So, you know, Josh, you have a chance to get out there, Jeremy. So we'll continue to work those guys.
This is obviously devastating news for Jordy. How is he doing emotionally, mentally?
Jordy's doing better today. You know, I saw him earlier. So obviously Sunday was a tough day for him. And, you know, rightfully so. And you know, any time you're thinking the worst, and then you have to wait, you know, till Monday to go through the testing, and then it was confirmed, and that was a tough 24 hours.
Mike, is Aaron fine after, you know, we could see that he had his right wrist or forearm wrapped in ice after he came out after the safety?
He's doing okay. Yeah, I anticipate he'll practice today.
Coach, it's one thing to replace Jordy's production on the field, but off the field, he was such a great leader. How will you guys be able to replace that?
Well, you know, knowing Jordy's still here. I mean, Jordy's still, you know, early to the team meeting. He's going through rehab. He's an old school pro, so he'll do everything that he possibly can, not only to start his, you know, his recovery, but help us as a football team. So, you know, Jordy's still around. He's still here.
I remember when Brian tore his ACL and the family night, he thought about, at least briefly, trying to play on it. Was there any, I mean, was that discussion, was Jordy at least holding out hope that maybe he could figure out a way?
That's really, I mean, those discussions are really before, you know, between the medical staff and Jordy.
Does an injury like this make you rethink what you do with your players and these, you know, Rodgers called them meaningless? I mean, does it make you rethink what you do with playing time, big picture-wise? Or do you just...
What would you want?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just wondered, did you give thought to maybe playing these guys even less than you do, or do you just realize that it's football and you just have to play?
I mean, the injury occurred on the first series of the game, so it was unfortunate. You know, it's when you go back and look at it, it's just one of those things. I mean, it's if you're asking my opinion on how many preseason games and things like that, those are really off-season discussions. I mean, we have four preseason games this year, and we're preparing for our third.
I don't think it's Bill's opinion. I thought it was Aaron's opinion that was pretty strong after the game about how meaningless he feels these preseason games are for guys that aren't fighting for roster spots. Do you think that there's a difficult line for you as a coach to figure out how much you need to play your frontline players to get them ready? Or is that just his frustration of losing his number one receiver? That's
well, no, I trust me, I can completely understand Aaron's opinion. We talk about a lot of things, so and that would be one of them. But this is the game of football. You know, you have to play at some point. So is it two games? Is it three games? Things like that. I mean, those are all discussions that I've been a part of with Mark Murphy, and I do have an understanding of, you know, the thoughts of, you know, moving forward. But I mean, it's you're getting your team ready to play. So, you know, with that, we hit our target in New England. So even more so, frankly, you know, as far as number of plays. So, you know, but the medical report does factor in your path through training camp. You have to be aware of that, and it'll affect the way we play this game Saturday.
On the pregame radio before the game in Pittsburgh, they were saying that you had said you were going to play your guys in the second quarter, and then obviously Aaron came out after the safety. Was that part of him getting hit on the hand, or was that?
Well, it was really Aaron's hand, and, you know, Josh sitting has an ankle, you know, so, you know, I just felt it was time, you know, and frankly, Scott Tolzien, that's exactly what he needs. So, you know, and really we talked about it in the locker room, myself and a couple of the other coaches, about, you know, I want to make sure I got Matt another opportunity in the fourth quarter. So, you know, with that being said, you know, the reps for the quarterbacks, you know, worked out the way we, in hindsight, is what we were looking for.
Mike, what's the most important work you get out of, what's the most important work you get with your number ones? I know you're evaluating talent with the twos and threes and stuff like that, but what are you looking for the most to get out of your ones when they're...
Number ones? Oh, I mean, the continuity. I mean, it's, you know, game continuity. There's still nothing like the game. We can practice all day long. The games are different. So, you know, you look for those long drives. And the fact that our number one offense has had three, you know, established long drives, that's a quality preseason. And the fact that we've only played two games. So, you know, you look for that rhythm, timing, the mechanics, communication, the tempo, just, you know, the execution, you know, all those things. So, that's what you're trying to get in some, based on the experience of your team, you can get that in four quarters of work, you know, maybe three quarters of work. I mean, you know, sometimes maybe it takes six quarters of work. I mean, I think it's all, you have to, that's the juggling act. And we've always played our younger players probably more than most teams here. I mean, it's, you know, the goal to go out every week and play all your players in a preseason game, it's, you know, it's, I know programs I've been a part of in the past, that wasn't always the case.
Mike, depending on what happens, obviously, with Scott now, how important are those reps this week for Brett and Matt, potentially?
Oh, this is a huge week for Brett Hundley and Matt, and the fact that they're going to be playing against, you know, potentially Philadelphia's number ones. I don't know what their plan is, it's irrelevant to, you know, what our plan is going to be, but this is a big, big week for our young guys on offense. They're going to be playing against top competition, and this will be great evaluation for us.
Two more, please.
Mike, not to belabor the topic, but this would obviously, with Jordy, be a very hard injury to digest if it was August or December, whenever it happens, but the fact that it did, in fact, happen in a game that had no meaning, had no bearing on the standings, does that make it any more difficult to digest and make it any more frustrating?
I think I've answered that question already.
Mike, there's a lot of focus on Bradford getting hit by Suggs in the Eagles' last game. I know you guys don't game plan for this, but how do you approach the aspect of the read option, and how do you coach your guys this week just to get them? Because it's probably good work for you guys defensively that seems to be on it. What's your approach?
Well, you know, we have a period every practice in training camp that we work, you know, those types of offensive concepts, because they are more challenging when you play them. So, I mean, you know, when you look at just, you know, football is a game of numbers. When you run the football, you know, the offense is playing 10 on 11 with some form of fake from the quarterback. But when you enter the quarterback into the equation of a potential runner, now it's 11 on 11. So as far as your gap, you know, definition and your support definition and your assignments and things like that, there's an adjustment there. So you have to work it. It's different. You know, it's been in the league now for a couple of years. You know, my first, I don't know, 15, 18 years in the league, it didn't exist. So, but now it's here. So you have to practice against it. And, you know, and if the other team has a guy with the ball in his hand, we're going to hit him. We're going to hit him and tackle him. But that's, you know, that's all part of your run defense.
Mike, how will this week sort of play out for Clay in relation to this third week of the preseason here?
Hoping he could do more. He's progressing, talking with the medical staff this week. So we'll see what he does today.